bottom of Chavtes Amud Beis, last few words. So the Mishnah said that Amru Lo Echad Yavnev Echad Kol Makom Sheish Bel Beis Din, you're allowed to blow the shofar even on Shabbos. So Amru Chuna onto Ardas V'im Beis Din. It has to be with Beis Din, meaning not just on the outskirts. So my V'im Beis Din, what does it really mean? Bifnei Beis Din, specifically in the front of them, Lahuke Shlo Bifnei Beis Din below. If you're a few blocks away, that's not good enough. In Yavne. Actually, this statement maybe is even another Beis Din also, not just Yavne. That was the response of the Chachamim. I don't know what that sound is. So Meisiv Rav, the Odos Ha'isa Yerushalayim Yisera Al Yavne. The Mishnah said, this is also beyond what the Beis Din. Oh, it's a clock. It sounds like ticking, so just gotta make sure.
Probably changing it for
Uh-huh. So Odos Ha'isa Yerushalayim Yisera Al Yavne. The Mishnah said, and also this is beyond what you can do in Yavne. In Yerushalayim, we said you can blow the shofar even if you can only see it on the outskirts, even though you're not in front of Beis Din. So my the Odos Ilem because the Katani, if it's like we said in the Mishnah itself, Zos mi bayalei. Zos mi bayalei. It should say this is what's greater. Meaning it sounds like there's something that's already greater, Yerushalayim is already greater than Yavne in one way. And then if it owes Zos. And furthermore, there's also this. But it didn't say actually that. It didn't say one thing and then another. It just said one thing. So it should have said Zos, not Ve'od Zos. So Ella, Dibi Yerushalayim talking Yechidin. Ubiyavna ain't talking Yechidin. In Yerushalayim, you're allowed to blow even as an individual. But in Yavna, which has to be in front of Beis, and you have to do it with other people also. After they finished in Yavda, you couldn't hear yourself, your own une, kal une, the sound of your. I don't know. You couldn't hear anything else because everybody else was starting to blow their own shofars, meaning there was one guy and then everybody else chimed in. I don't know why they don't. I guess that was also on Shabbos. Otherwise, that doesn't matter. So the question is, El Alav, Yerushalayim talking Beit Mizmanj based in Shalom Bizman based in. In Yerushalayim, they would blow the shofar regardless of what time based in met. And in Yavne, they would only blow at the time Ubi Yavne Bizman based in Mishlo Bizman based in Lo. So the one says Hab Bizman based in Mia Token Rafila Shlobis Nebastin. That sounds like the only requirement, or I guess this is not a question at all. Habizman based in Miha token, and Rafael Shalobis based in at the time of Basin, you could blow even if it's not in front of Basin. So that sounds like it's a, I think this is a question. That sounds like it disagrees with what we said at the beginning of the Das. It says, V'im Bifnei Basin, Ma'afuke Shalobis Basin. Okay. So the Gemara says, "Lo, the Eli Bishlam talking about the Bein Bifnei Beis Din and Bein Shlo Bifnei Beis Din and Biavne Bein Bifnei Beis Din in Bifnei Beis Din in Shlo Bifnei Beis Din Lo." So it has to be both during the time where Beis Din is meeting and in front of Beis Din. The Ik the Master of Hadar of Huna. Aha! Some people say the following: the statement of Rav Huna, which said V'im Beis Din with Beis Din, not to mean what we said before that it has to be in front of them literally. But rather, based on the following drasha, the pasuk says, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, you have to bring a shofar in all of your lands. This is the pasuk on the Liberty Bell. That It sounds like every single person is chayav is obligated to bring a shofar. Amar Rav Huna, v'im beistin, my v'im beistin, mizman shbeistin, mizman beistin. Lafuke, shalav mizman beistin.
Literally about it, or being there in
assembled. I don't know about it in session. Yeah, I was wondering that also. You're not really allowed to do korkes on Shabbos, but I guess for other things you are allowed to. We saw you're allowed to do it for seeing the moon. That wouldn't make sense on Yom Kippur. But I guess they do come together for some stuff. I don't know exactly what or why. But that's the impression that I had also. Like, what are they doing on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? But either way, they sit at least, and the people have to come together. Okay. Mesiv Rava, Skebo Shana, Yovadocha, the Shabbos, the Gvulin, Ish Ubeso. Hold on. Shofar and Rosh Hashanah and Yovos Docha Shabbos in all of Eretz Yisrael. And it's an obligation on every person and their household. So my Ishbe, so Ilim Ishbe Ishto, Idis Ami Mechaiva. If you're going to tell me that that means man and his wife, so whoever said a wife was obligated. It's a time-bound positive mitzvah, or time-caused positive mitzvah. And therefore, she wouldn't be obligated to come to Zman Gram Nesh Psuros. Alav Ish Bibeso. That's the Shalom Zman Basin. Right? Rather, it means a person in his house, and even when it's not in the time where the Basin is sitting. Meaning against Rav Huna, the Gemara says, Lo, La'olam Bizman Basin, even if you're in your own home. In Eretz Yisrael, you'd have to wait until the time where Basin is sitting, even if you're not there with them. I'm not really sure. I guess that is at least disagreeing about the im basin part, that it has to be, that means that this would imply it doesn't have to be with the basin, but at least it has to be bizman basin. So maybe the Rev Sheshes, Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Lo Tzikia Ule Brachos. The Yovel is different from Rosh Hashanah when it comes to how you blow the shofar and for the brachos that you say. Know that they're the same. They're different for everything else, but they're the same for the tzikios, the blows that you make with the shofar, and the brachos that you say for Shemon Esrei. Ella should be yovel tokem bin beis mei bein beisdin shekitshuvo esachodesh or bein beisdin shelo kitshuvo esachodesh. There is a difference by the yovel Yom Kippur and the Rosh Hashanah blowing of the shofar that you don't have to do it in front of the base, and that was Mekadosh HaChodesh.
We're again still talking about on Shabbat. I mean,
yeah, well, that whole discussion is whether you can do any of this on Shabbos, yeah. Okay. And it's specifically the one base, and that was Mekadosh HaChodesh, meaning the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim, that you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it in front of that base, then. Which we've already established, because when we're talking about Yerushalayim, so then you can do wherever you want. And it says, V'kol yachid v'yachid chayel itzko, v'yu v'u v'rosh Hashanah, lo hayu token el b'beistin shekishu bo sachodesh, v'yen kol yachid v'yachid chayel itzko. So that sounds like not every single person is allowed to do it in their own home. So my ein kol yachid v'yachid chayel itzko, what does that mean? If you're going to tell me that on Yovel, that specific Yom Kippur, you're allowed to blow as an individual, but on Rosh Hashanah you're not. We already said this, that Rav Yitzchak would say, when he came to Yavna, after the Shliach Tzibor blew the shofar, everyone else chimed in with their own shofar, and you couldn't hear yourself talk. You couldn't hear anything. So, El Alav, it's the Ilu B'Yovel, Tokem Be'im Bizman, Beistin, Ubein Shalom Bizman Beistin, Rosh Hashanah Bizman Beistin, In, Shalom Bizman Beistin, Lo. That sounds like, and this is, I think, still a continuation of the question, that on Rosh Hashanah you're allowed to blow even when it's not the time of base. On Rosh Hashanah you're only allowed to blow Bizman Basin. Yovel you can blow whenever you want. Okay, I don't know if this question or not, but it would fit with something that we said before. So the Gemara says, "Katani miyas beyovel beim bisman beistin ubein shelo bisman beistin." It says that on yovel you're allowed to blow whenever you want, not like Rav Huna. So yeah, this is a sort of conclusive question from Rav Shesha. So the Gemara says, "Lo olam bisman beistin v'hachi katani beyovel bisman beistin." Talking bein bifnei beistin bein shalob bifnei beistin Rosh Hashanah talking bisman beistin bifnei beistin. That according to that brisa that we said before, what it means is not that you're allowed to blow whenever you want on Yovel, but rather that on Yovel, meaning on Yom Kippur for Yovel, you're allowed to blow during the beistin wherever you want, and in Rosh Hashanah you have to blow during bisman beistin and in front of beistin. Amar Bichia Bar Gamra Gamda Amar Yosi Ben Shol Amar Rebbe Ain Token El Kolz Masha Based in Yoshvin, only at a time when they're sitting. So Bar Rebbe there Nin Aru Lamod, when the judges get up to leave their session, whatever they were doing. Nin aru lamod velo amdu mahu. Okay, I guess they stood up to walk out of the room. Can you still blow the shofar? So based in Yoshin ba'inan v'ha'ika, odom ba'azman based in ba'inan v'leika. I would have said it the opposite, but either way, is it considered part of the zman based in or not? Seku, we don't know. Let's wait for Eliana. We figured out. Make sure to blow your shofar earlier on Shabbos or Shana. In front of Basin. Okay? Or not in front of Basin, depending on the days. The old those types of Yushlaim Yisrael Yavne, Roa Prat Li Yosheves Benachal. It doesn't just mean that you have to be near Yushlaim, you have to actually literally see Yushlaim. Right? As opposed to someone who's sitting in a valley, you can't see it because of the angle. So Shemas Prat Li Yosheves B'Rosh Ahar. You have to not only be visible, Yerushalayim not only has to be visible, but also be something you could hear. So if you are sitting up in the mountain, it doesn't matter that you can see it because you're far, but if you're too far away, you can't hear it, so that's no good. So Krova means you have to be close. Prat Li Yosheves Chutz L'Tchum. Someone who's outside of the chum is no good. Even if somebody is close by and can hear it and can see it, but there's some kind of river in between you that you can't get to it, so then that's not good enough. Interesting. Okay. The Mishnah tells us, new Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph, Rishona Haya Halulav Nisa V'Mikdash Shiva V'Amdina Yom Echad. Similar to the shofar, where there are distinctions about what's done in Yerushalayim and outside of Yerushalayim, as we already spoke about in Maseches Sukkah. So here we're saying again, the lulav was taken in the mikdash all 7 days of Sukkot, and outside of the Yerushalayim was only taken on one day, on the first day. However, he's going to be Yochem Zakeh Shi Lulav Nitzam Dina Shiva Zechel Mikdash. So the person should take the lulav all 7 days. In remembrance of the Beis Hamikdash, what we used to do. Sheyehe Yom Henef Kulo Aser. This Sheyehe Yom Henef Kulo Aser. This is referring to the Karban Omer. Even though during the time of the Beis Hamikdash, once you brought the Omer, it would be good enough to start eating the Chadash produce. After the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash, I assume, we would just assume that entire day was still up there. That's what we would assume. Because we don't bring the Karban, and therefore we can't assume a certain time that it was brought, even though it was typically brought in the morning. Still have to wait until the 17th of Nisan, which is Chol Mo, for us, the first day of Chol Mo'ed Pesach, but what's in Israel would be the second day of Chol Mo'ed Pesach. The Gemara says, we know that Avdina Zechel Mikdash. How do we know you have to do something in remembrance of the Mikdash? Amakra, Ki Ale Arucha Lach Right, that I feel like this might have been I don't know, there's similar phrasing in what we'll read Tisha B'Av for the Haftorah there. But okay. So meaning there's no Doresh, no one seeking out Yerushalayim, it's been pushed away. And that implies that it needs people that seek it out, that are seeking to be in Yerushalayim, to be seeking to be back in Eretz Yisrael in the way that we once had it. And therefore, we have to do things that are Zechel HaMikdash to remind ourselves of it and to sort of, you know, cultivate that desired aspiration. So the Gemara says, Sheyom Henef Kulo Aser, to say that day is all Aser, that Karban Omer, because it's not brought, you have to assume the entire day of the 16th of Nisan, it's going to, all the new produce is Aser until the 17th. So my time, I'm here, you're going to Beis HaMikdash, so that the Beis HaMikdash is built. And therefore, we're going to sort of remind ourselves of what used to be in the Beis HaMikdash. V'yomri ishtaka ad milo achanu v'heyer mizrach achshav nami necho v'lo yadid ishtaka ad lo hava omer heyer mizrach hitir hashd v'ika omer matir. Meaning, hopefully next year we're going to have the Beis HaMikdash back. And then we're going to think to ourselves, well, last year we allowed ourselves to eat from the new crop at the beginning of dawn, at the first light in the east. We said we're allowed to eat the Omer. We're allowed to eat our new produce, as if the Omer could have been brought at that point. But now that we have a Beis HaMikdash, and people are actually waiting for the real carbon, so you're not allowed to actually eat the new produce until that carbon's brought. But people are going to realize that because they ate that the previous year. It's very interesting that we wouldn't think that people had a greater sensitivity once the Beis HaMikdash was created. Right? Like, last year when we didn't have the Beis HaMikdash, we did a list this way. Now that we do have the Beis HaMikdash, we must have to do it the same way. I would think people would have known that. But as they say, no, we're worried about that. So the Gemara says, "Dimivni b'ema." When in this theoretical scenario is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? Elam with the Ibn Bishitzar. Hare Heir Mizrachitir. So if it's built on the 16th itself, so then there's not going to be a good enough Mizbeach that they would be able to bring the carbon omer yet. And therefore it would be okay anyway. Rather, must have been built on the 15th, or I guess before the 15th. I don't know. I think what it means is 15th or earlier.
That's what our scroll is.
Yeah. I think that's their point.
So Yom Tov, or before Yom Tov.
Yeah.
Before Yom Tov, or on Yom Tov.
Before, at least the 15th, if not before. Mechasot Hayom L'Halon L'Shtri. So then it should have been okay from Chasos and onwards. The Hatanan Archokim Mutsarin Mechasos Hayom Ulhalan. The fish ain't based in Miss Aslan though. That the people that are far from Yerushalayim that don't know when the carbon omer was brought, they're allowed to bring it. They're allowed to eat their new produce from the middle of the day, Mechasos Hayom Ulhalan. Because they're not you know that the basin is gonna finish by the morning time. And therefore what? They bring it before Chatzos. And if that's the case, why would they say the entire 16th? I guess that's the question. Why would they say the entire 16th is no good? Just say that from the morning is no good. You can eat it from Chatzos. So the Gemara says, Lo nitzcha v'ivni v'chameisar, samach shkiyas chama. It was created on the 15th, but close to Shkia. And therefore, I guess people wouldn't necessarily know when it was brought the next day. It could have been brought later. Meaning it's true that in a regular year they're not lazy and they're going to do it in the morning. But when the Beis HaMikdash was just built, you got to give them a little slack. Maybe it's going to take them a little longer, a few hours to get things together. Inami, alternatively, the Ivni Belelia. Maybe it was created at nighttime. And therefore there really wasn't enough time to do it before Chatzos. So he just said, still, it's going to be us for the entire 16th. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak, Amar Rav Yochanan Ben Zakkai. that from after the Korban is Aser, and therefore Beshitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra, that halacha is within Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Ad Etzem Hayom Azeh, the pasuk tells us you have until the essence of day, meaning Ad Atmo Shayom, the Gazamar Ad, the Ad Bichlal. That includes the new grain until the essence of the day, meaning the entirety of the day. Okay. When me Savalakala say, that sounds like you're learning from a pasuk. So there's got to be somebody else that disagrees, because that's not something that we've been very struck about at Tana and Gemara. So Gemara says, when me Savalakala say, v'hamivli pali galei, this man is chabi esmeni shiitzim rabbi yochem is actually yom henef kulu aser. It's the Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mahalumena Torah, who asked to Dechtiv Adah Hatzimah Yom Hazeh, right? That's what I was saying, but that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was making these Zera. Here it sounds like from Rabbi Yehuda, that's an actual Isser. He must have no Hassam, Rabbi Yehuda, who the Katai. Rabbi Yehuda.
In which case it should have been prohibited before the Torah was, before the
right.
The Beit HaMikdash was
destroyed. Right, even before the Beit HaMikdash. Right.
That was always the
rule. Right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Zekatai, Rabbi Yehuda is making a mistake and understanding Rabbi Yochanan. The Ihu Savar Rabbi Yochanan Mitzaka Midrabanan Kamar.
Well, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai surely remembered how it was done.
Right. So Rabbi Yehuda was misunderstanding Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. This is going to be tough to read back into the Gemara, but the point is, well, the Gemara is going to say this exactly, that the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai said something. Rabbi Yehuda understood that he meant it Midrabanan. It was a rabbinic enactment. Velohi midaraisa kamar, and really Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was saying it as a daraisa, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't have to disagree with him. They were on the same page; they just didn't understand each other. So Gemara says, "Wait a second, you can't say that." The braisa said, "Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, v'ha hiskin katani." So my hiskin darash hiskin. He made a drasha. He really understood what the pasuk meant, and he established the iser based on the drasha. But really, they both agree. So yeah, according to this, I don't know why it would be any different when the Beit HaMikdash was standing. I have a feeling there might be some upfront discussion on this. Not sure. I don't know. I'm seeing the commentaries on it right now. But anyways, let's keep going. Originally, they would accept testimony for the new moon all day. There's also, we did this in Beitza. One time, the testimony was coming too late. It was Kalkula Levim Bashir. And the Levim got all mixed up about what they were supposed to sing for the afternoon karban, because they didn't know that the Edom were coming later than that. And then for retroactively, they sang the wrong song. So then, Hiskinu shelo yu makablin ela ad hamincha v'imbo Edom in hamincha l'mala, no again also ayom kodesh l'machra kodesh, right? So they wouldn't accept any testimony to make that day Rosh Chodesh to the exclusion of the next day. Rather, they would make that day Rosh Chodesh and the next day Rosh Chodesh. They were just waiting around. Yeah. So Mishuchar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, he's going to be able to make a Chodesh Kol Yom. And those other Beis that they did, they would accept testimony all day. Because the whole point was because of the Karban and the Shir that they were singing, but now there's no problem of the Karbanos and the Shir. No problem with davening, but okay.
Now with davening and worker don't work.
Presumably working, yeah. You're saying for Rosh Hashanah.
Right,
it might
be Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, good. So the Gemara says, Ma, kilkul halavim this year. What was the problem? So ha'acha targimu, this is how you should interpret it or translate it. Shalo amru shira kol ikar. They didn't say any song. So they didn't know which one to sing. Avizera amar shamru shira shal kol im tamen shal bein arvayim. They would say a weekday, or I guess a default song, along with the Talmid of the afternoon, but since they had established that it was really Rosh Chodesh or even Rosh Hashanah, they should have said that special song. So Amar Rabbi Zeir le'Ava Berei, he said to his son Ava. That's an interesting name. You don't know any Ava? I have a cousin named Ahuva. That's the regular name.
Yeah, there's a Blumenfeld family.
Okay. So Ahava, this is the boy version of Ahuva.
Oops.
So Rabbi Zeir le'Ava Berei, Hok Tani Luhu, go and learn and teach this Braisa for those in Babel. That he's kinnish l'li makam in Ezer Chodesh ela kedei shiyu shehus bayom. You only accept testimony for Rosh Chodesh when there's enough time during the day l'hakitumim mitzav nizkeyem. L'lomar shiyu shelo b'shibush. And to the extent that they're able to say the song, sing the song, and bring the musaf and karbanos without any mix-ups. And therefore, that means also for Bavel. I don't know what the point is on Bavel this, but so I amar pishlama amor shira dechol hainu dika shibush. If you're going to tell me that you're saying the wrong song, so then that makes sense that there's going to be some kind of shibush. How do you translate shibush?
Blunder.
Blunder. Okay. Not so much better than mitzvah. But if el imar lo amar klal, so ma shibushika. What's the terrible blunder that happens if they're not singing anything? Okay, so it's just quiet. Is that so bad? It's still peace and quiet for a little bit. Okay, vanzo amar klal and the shibush gadol mizeh. Ah. Sometimes saying nothing is a problem too. You gotta get the song right, and if you don't sing it at all, that's also a problem. So Mason Rivach Varhuna, Tamishor Shana Bashakh's carbon kilchaso, the morning carbon tamid is brought normally. Meaning they would do it like a Tuesday carbon. Let's do the Musaf Mayomer, Mahu Omer. And during Musaf, what would you say? What song? The song of Harnidu Lokimu Zena Hariu Leloke Yaakov. Right, the word Hariu is the operative word there because of Yom Trua, because of Rosh Hashanah. Fine. But Minchamah Omer Minchwa, which is Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar. Kol Hashem Yachil Midbar, as you say, I believe in that same telling. Talking about, I guess, the Torah that we got in the Midbar. The shofar of Matan Torah during the Midbar. Okay, good. The Gemara in Devachim apparently says it. So, Bizman Shachar Rosh Hashanah Lios B'chamish B'Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah is on Thursday, Shashir Shalau Harni Elokim Uzenu. And that it already has, that day is already Harni Elokim Uzenu. So then, it's the same Lohaya Omer B'Shachar Harni Nu Mimnei Sheh Chozer B'Kofas HaPerek. You would just be repeating the same to heal him in the morning and the afternoon. So what do we say? Elamahu Omer has Jos Mitzvah Shechmo, which is referring to Yosef coming out of is that what it's called now?
Yes.
Yosef coming out of
prison
on Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's when you would say it. And that's what you would say in the afternoon, I assume, as opposed to saying the same one you did in the morning. If the Edom came only after the morning, Omer Harninu Afal Pi Sheh Chozer V'Kofal Seper. Oh, okay. So you would do that in the afternoon, unless the Edom came after the Shachar's one, which you also already said the same ritual to him. But in order for people to know about it, you would sing this one in the afternoon, which was for Rosh Hashanah. So I Amar Vishlama Kol Hech Nimasavka Amirin Shir Dechol Hainu Tkamer Omer V'Kofal. If you're going to tell me that anytime there's a suffix, you always sing the weekday mizmor, you always sing the weekday shir for the carbon tamish shachar in the morning, so that's what it means when the Bresa says you repeat the same one in the afternoon. Eli imar lo amar klal, but if you said that they don't say anything, so my omer v'kofla, what are you repeating? You didn't say anything in the morning. The Gemara says, no, shani hasim d'shir z'yomegi. That's different because that's the song of that day. Meaning what? That was What does that mean? Shani Hasan Dashir Diyomi. That was the shir, that was the song for that day. Because every Rosh Hashanah, you're blowing during chakras on the weekday. When it's on a Thursday,
you sing it differently.
So that it's not a complete repetition for the Musaf. And if the Edom aren't coming, so then it's already a little different, so you allow them to continue doing it. I don't exactly know what the difference is. You know, other times, you could completely not say it. But this time, you don't have to completely not say it, because you're already changing it a little bit. And therefore, it's already recognizably different in some ways. Okay, something like that. Go ahead.
Sorry for